The CDC says there are now two confirmed cases of the new coronavirus in the United States, one in Washington State, the other in Chicago. The virus has already killed more than 25 people and sickened hundreds more in China, where it started. The government there is quickly building a new 1,000-bed hospital in the city of Wuhan. That's the epicenter of the outbreak and one of several cities that are on lockdown. No travel in or out. Joining us now is NPR's Emily Feng. She's in Beijing. Emily, these lockdowns are affecting millions of people. Tell us more about the scale of the response to this virus.
35 million people, actually, which is a huge number. They did not do that even during the 2003 SARS epidemic. And what this tells us is that authorities are taking this more seriously, perhaps, in the initial phases than they did in previous academics. Perhaps they're learning from some of the mistakes they made in the past. But yeah, it's a huge, huge area. They first began with Wuhan, which is this industrial port city of about 11 million people. It's where the new coronavirus originated. That has seen the strictest lockdown yet. Soldiers were guarding the train station yesterday. Airports have completely canceled all their flights. The highways today have been completely sealed off. Now there are at least seven other cities surrounding Wuhan in the same province that have also seen different degrees of a lockdown. So roads blocked, but people still were allowed to pass through as long as they were screened today. Train stations, though, shut down and long-distance buses shut down. But you've seen people remain calm, though it took some security to make sure that people were not leaving. There were some sporadic reports today of people who still tried to get past the barricade were tracked down by public security and brought back.
Wow. How about this new hospital in Wuhan? They want to build it in just a matter of days. How is that going to work?
Well, so they want to build it in less than a week, which is astonishing. They say they're going to do it by using prefabricated blocks. It's more of a makeshift treatment and quarantine center than it is a functioning hospital. But this is a measure that they also took in 2003 during the SARS epidemic. It was seen as an extreme but really important step towards eventually curtailing that outbreak. So this measure has been welcomed in China.
What about other hospitals? How are the other hospitals in China dealing with what must be an influx of patients who are either sick or think that they're sick with the coronavirus?
Yeah, it's winter, so people will have the normal colds and flus. Maybe it's not coronavirus, but certainly people are not taking any chances. And in particular, Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, has seen its hospitals become totally overloaded with people who think that they might be sick with this new virus. A few days ago, people were getting turned away. They were just given some oral medication. If symptoms were really bad, maybe an IV drip. And it's possible that a number of coronavirus cases were overlooked because there just weren't enough doctors to see these patients. Chinese health authorities and Hubei provincial authorities have said yesterday and today that they're sending more doctors over, they're opening more beds. They're creating space in hospitals so that that doesn't happen anymore. Actually, today, China's army said it was going to send over 40 army medics to supplement the dwindling medical staff in Wuhan to help out.
Now, you're in Beijing, a huge city that's far from the epicenter of the coronavirus. Are people there worried? Are they wearing masks?
They are. So first of all, Beijing is usually empty around Chinese Lunar New Year, which begins Saturday officially. Many people aren't actually from Beijing. They go home over the holidays, so it's going to be a little emptier than usual. But I think this year around, it's been particularly empty, and the people that have stayed, almost to a T, everyone is wearing a mask. I've gone to several pharmacies over the last 2 days just to see if I could get hand sanitizer, rubbing alcohol, various kinds of surgical masks. It's almost impossible to get the former, rubbing alcohol and hand sanitizer now. It's completely sold out.
Emily, as this crisis continues to develop, just remind us, what do we know at this point? And I know they're still trying to figure out what they can. What do we know at this point about how this coronavirus started?
We still don't know that much. At least there's not that much information publicly available. It's thought to have started at this open-air market in the city of Wuhan. Various theories have been put out that it originated from wild cats that were sold at this market or snakes that were sold at this market. None of those theories have been proven yet. Today, there were new cases of coronavirus that were confirmed in which the patients didn't exhibit the predicted symptoms of previous coronavirus victims. So at this point, authorities still don't know, one, how the virus is transmitted. They know that people can transmit it to other people, but through what kinds of methods, people are not totally sure. And the symptoms keep changing. So it's been very difficult to even diagnose this this disease.
That's NPR's Emily Feng in Beijing. Emily, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.